evening, everyone. We have a fantastic Netziv to learn tonight. We have the Sidra we learn about Yom Kippur, and we have a concept that comes out of Yom Kippur that Itzu Moshel Yom Mechaper. There's a concept that we have to get comfortable with, is that there is something special about Yom Kippur that in and of itself is going to bring an atonement. So the psukim that we encounter are Vaisalachem Lechukas Olam B'Yom Hashvi'i B'Chodesh Hashvi'i B'Asor Lechodesh Ta'anuas Nafsho Seichem V'Chol M'lacha Lo Sa'asu Ha'ezrach V'Hager Agar B'Sochachem. So it's going to be for you an eternal law. In the seventh month, on the tenth day, you're going to afflict your souls and not do any work, you and the alien and the proselyte, which is with you. I think I got those words in archaic enough language that nobody understands what I'm saying. And this is the pasuk we're going to focus on the most. Kiva yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, letaher eschem, mikol chatoseichem, lifnei Hashem, titaru. Because on this day, yichaper aleichem, you will receive atonement, letaher eschem, to purify you mikol chatoseichem from all of your averas, lifnei Hashem titaru, purify in front of Hashem. So there's a parshanut problem with this sentence. But first, before we get too far, come in. Good, good. Welcome back, Baruch Chaim Mason. So it's been long enough. So it's okay. It's good to have you back. You should know the only reason I can make the joke is because I was looking for you and wanted you to be here.
Well, thank you.
So the tax season is over, so now you have to do your other taxes.
Last week I had another meeting, nothing to do with taxes.
Okay. Well, now you've got to pay your taxes to the burial home.
Yes, sir. Actually, my second share this week.
Fantastic. I was at the other one. Yes. So in any event, the Netziv says the few things that need to be looked at. So one is Latahir Eschem. There's a question is that the Pasuk refers to two different concepts. One is Kapara, which is atonement, and the second one is Tahara. So the Netziv comes right up. You're in perfect timing. So the Netziv comes out, and he says in his comment, this isn't the comment that we're going to focus the most on. Have a seat. You need a pencil? He comes out and he says, you know what? There are averos that with the not that aside from the chait itself, the avera itself, they bring a tumah to your neshama, right? It's metame you in one way or another. There's an inyan of impurification that comes along with sin that can't be wiped away so simply. Right, so for example, we say ma'achalos asuros. If let's say you know you are ill and you're traveling and whatever it is, and you need to eat treif to save your life, right? And you eat it beheter, you eat it in a way that's mutter, right? Even so, we have a mesora that they're going to be metamtem halev. They're going to affect you in a certain way. So therefore, you might think, even though a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a kapara, right? So you could understand, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you atonement, but you're still tummy, right? So there needs to be something active on your part. But now, we're going to learn there's this word, it's a very strange word. We say there needs to be a tahara, fantastic. Let's parse the sentence. Julian, this is like a playground for you, right? The playground is lifnei Hashem. What is that modifying? Lifnei Hashem is a prepositional phrase. So this prepositional phrase, is it on the beginning part of the sentence? Ki bayom hazeh, for today, yichaper aleichem latahir eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. This is a day where you'll get atonement from all of your sins in front of Hashem. Or alternatively, is it lifnei Hashem titaru? Purify yourselves in front of Hashem. Which one is it? Right? And to make the question, meaning this prepositional phrase can either attach to the beginning of the sentence, or alternatively, the prepositional phrase, perfect time, we need a librarian to work on the grammar. We need a prepositional phrase to attach to the end of the sentence. It's one or the other, right? So That's the question.
Who is the subject of the word Yechapir?
Right. I think Yechapir is referring to the Bar Yochai.
Or it could be the yom.
Yes, I agree.
This day is doing the kapara.
But why does it say b'yom?
God is doing the tahara.
Why does it say b'yom and not hayom?
The fateful day.
On the day.
It's oh. The definite article.
Okay.
The day on this fateful.
Well, hey is the definite article, no?
B'ha is ba.
Oh, I see.
So hayom is the base, but so it could be that the day is giving the kapara to the tahara esfem. And before your God, you will become tahor.
So you're saying it attaches to the second.
I'm saying that's
you're saying it's possibility.
But if you say that on this day it is God who is being mechaper you to atone, to purify you from your sin, then it is new time.
Okay.
Is a big problem.
I agree. So that's the issue. That's the issue. And I think either way that you say it, it's not you that's going to be getting the kapara. The kapara is coming in a certain way, almost whether you like it or not. Right? The kapara is on its way. The train is leaving the station. So to make it even more difficult, there is a famous Mishnah that we all have heard. Many of us have heard it in many instances. And I'm going to challenge you to say this Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, the last Mishnah of Yuma, how does he understand it? Amar Rabbi Akiva, second source. Ashreichem Yisrael, praiseworthy are you, Israel. Livnei mi atem metarin, in front of whom are you being purified? Mi metayir eschem. Avichem shabashamayim, your father in heaven. Shinei amar, and he says these two psukim, v'zarakti aleichem mayim torim mitartem. I will sprinkle upon you pure water and you will be purified. V'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We say that Hashem is a mikveh. Now, in Yirmiyahu, mikveh really means trust, but hope, trust. Meaning it's like tikvah, right? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, ma mikveh mataris atmeim. But it's a double entendre here. Ma mikveh mataris atmeim, af kodesh baruch hu mataris Yisrael. Just like a mikveh will purify the impure, so to a kodesh baruch hu will purify the Jews. Okay, so Julian, do you think he darshens it the second way because Kadosh Baruch Hu is more in front of the is doing the Maisa Tahara, is doing the purification, or does he darshen it the first way, the Yom is Matahir, and it's Lifnei Hashem?
I love the two metaphors. The Zorakti is a drip, drip, drip.
Yes, and the other one is a drop.
The other is a immersion.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
One, I'm pouring over to you. The other, you're dipping in. There's two ways of going to the mikveh. You know, you can have 16 milk pour over you. That's just as good as dipping in the mikveh.
Yeah.
Halachically, but it's a lovely metaphor.
Yes.
And it's typical Rabbi Akiva, you know, who's very anthropomorphic.
But the drips have to have a certain amount of have a higher status than just the ashborin of the mikveh. I mean, there's a lot to, you know, you want to get deep into the metaphor. There's a lot to talk about, but I want to hit the hamik cover. Okay, so here's what this is. You know, there's a lot of like famous nitzivs. I don't think that this is as famous. Okay, look at this one. Hi, so. Hi, titharu miyutar. The comment titharu become purified at the end of pasuk lamed is seemingly unnecessary. Sharei kamar l'taher eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. As we said, if lifnei Hashem attaches to the beginning of the sentence, then titharu becomes a problem. Alzeh darash Rabbi Akiva. This is why Rabbi Akiva says what we say, Shilei Mishnah Diyoma. Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem mitarim mitar eschem avishchem shabashamayim. This Mishnah that we had just said, Mifarsh Rabbi Akiva, Haititaru Ashteha Kavanas. The word titaru, it's going to follow in two different ways. V'yemis Paresh lifnei Hashem, gam alafonav, v'gam al acharav. The word lifnei Hashem, it's almost as if it should be read twice because it applies both to this prepositional phrase, applies to the beginning of the sentence as well as the end of the sentence. V'ki'ilu k'siv letaheraschem mikocha tosechem livnei Hashem, to be matar you from all of your sins in front of Hashem, semicolon, livnei Hashem titaru, period. Sanctify yourself, purify yourself in front of Hashem. V'kavana b'pirish arishon. And the first way to say it goes as follows: Kamashma o, simply, she'atem mitarin la'amod lifnei Hashem la'avdom mikano la'abal betara. Says you need to be matayer when you're standing in front of Hashem on an ongoing, forward-looking basis. V'hosif od, good evening. You're in perfect timing. Your illustrious son has a sheet to share with you. So it says, the Hosif Ode says, so there's a pasuk Yaakov is going to show you, but the pasuk we're trying to figure out, we have a very tough pasuk that says Lifnei Hashem, and the question is whether or not this is the beginning or the end of the sentence. Oh, perfect. There you go. So he says, look, Hosif Ode, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Mimatar Eschem. Who is going to be Matariu? Avichem Shabashamayim, that's Hashem. Perish, meaning to say, Kedushas Hayom beits be'atzmo mechaper. The Kedushas Hayom, as we say, the sanctity of the day of Yom Kippur, on its own, stand alone, will bring kapara. Right? Al Aseh, for a bittul, for one who is unable to do an Aseh, or does not do an asay, afilu lo asa tshuva, even if you don't do tshuva. Kimuvu Rabbi Yerushalmi, v'chein b'rambam, aval, so what did he just say? He says, you need to do your work, according to the first half, and the second half, we have itzu moshel yom machaper, wonderful, okay, great. Aval eno machaper ad sof hayom. Here's the critical factor. When is it that the kapara of Yom Kippur happens? According to Tosefta, the kapara of Yom Kippur happens at the very last moment of the day. When you're davening Tefillas Ne'ilah, right? It says, Sof Perek Chomer B'Seir, She'a Seir Machaper Miyad, V'Yom HaKippurim. Seir brings the goat, the korban, brings kapara when it serves its purpose. Yom Kippurim, but Yom Kippur in and of itself, im chashecha, when it gets dark, meaning right at the end of the day. Kain ba'kos of lazares. So what does this mean to tell us? We have a day where the day is going to be mechaper, and we have to do our part. So what is this pasuk doing? It seems as if it's doubly read. It's a zrizis. I see that smirk. It's beautiful. It's good to smirk with you. It's Zrizus. It is supposed to encourage us. It is supposed to basically give us a zap of electricity. Lezareis es adam sheyoshu. So you should do tshuva v'yei metayer atzmo. You should purify yourself. Likodem shekodesh baruch hu yitayer oso. Before a kodesh baruch hu is going to be metayer you besof hayom. The clock is ticking. At the end of Yom Kippur, the automatic tahara is going to come, whether you like it or not, because that is the structure and the nature of the day. But part and parcel with the nature of the day comes your avodas hayom. You need to be doing tshuva. And you better do it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu does your work for you.
Why?
Why
don't you just let it rest in your laurels and let Hashem?
Ah, perfect. It's almost as if I planted you here to ask that question.
Why are we guaranteed to get?
Itzu Moshel Yom Mechaper. We have a drasha. It's right here. It says right from the pasuk. He says that's what it means to say v'ze lifnei Hashem titaru. We were understanding lifnei Hashem. Purify yourself, lifnei Hashem. What does lifnei mean? It's a spatial term. We are in front of Hashem. But it's not a spatial term. It's a time term. You be matahir yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matayer you. It's there's so many slices of this. But just think about this. Uvo Rabbi Akiva, the Hizbir. Rabbi Akiva comes and explains Hazirus, the Zirus, the Chizuk, the inspiration. Umi Matayer Eschem. Who is going to be Matar? You Avichem Shabbat Shamayim. A Kodesh Baruch is going to do it. Vaharei Zedoma. And he says there's a beautiful mashal. That's the Zirus. A Kodesh Baruch is going to do it, so you better do it. Right? Right? Meaning Rabbi Akiva says, how wonderful it is that a Kodesh Baruch is going to take care of you, but you better do it first. He says, look, Harei Zedoma Yelad Shatinef Es Atzmo. It's like a little boy who gets himself dirty. Okay? Uva aviv l'rachso, and the father comes to clean the baby up, clean the little boy up, v'lanakoso, and to clean him up. Ba pikeach echod, somebody wise came v'amar le. He said, "Nu echlo tavush la'amis ala av kol torech." Says, "How could you do this to your father? Let your father go through all of this exertion to clean you up." Parenthetically, don't you know this is your mess and your father's cleaning it up? What a terrible guilty feeling you see somebody sees when they see their parent cleaning up their own mess that they made. Virachatz, he says, you know what? Ela hakdim, get up and do it first. Virachatz atzmecha kol ha'efshar. And wash yourself all the amount that you possibly can to the greatest of your ability, at shalom ba'avicha, to the extent that your father doesn't even need to come and clean you up. V'achar kach yigmor ha'av anikayon. And afterward, the father will finish if there's anything that needs to be finished.
It's very dark. Because it's not like he's doing, you know, your father in heaven is coming to clean you up. And, you know, it's because... you've got to hurry up and do it ahead of him because it's so embarrassing for him to do it in public.
So that's a great question. The Netziv's frame is not Busha.
No.
The Netziv's frame, he calls it Zirus, but you and me, you know, we both were born of Jewish mothers, we see it's guilt, which is so interesting. Because
Marshall is guilt.
It is a guilt trip, regarding the absolution of guilt. Talk about you like that?
He's gonna have to clean you up. He's your father.
Oh, yes.
Don't force him to do it. Try your best to clean as much of your poop as you can, so that you minimize his embarrassment.
But Julian, don't you see? The opposite is really true. It's a guilt trip. But with the guilt trip comes an incredible chizuk of responsibility. Because when I say, you know what, it is embarrassing for me to see my father do my own job, I am conceding this is my job. It's on my shoulders. It just happens to be that I have a father that's a giant Baal Chesed and he's doing it for me.
I see the exact opposite. A kid poops. It's the nature of a kid to poop. And the father should be cleaning it up because he's the father, but he's also the king. So we have to minimize his embarrassment. It's the nature of a human being to sin. That's the nature of it. So it's the responsibility of the Father in heaven to clean the poop as it does.
So you're more of the Tomer Devarah.
Much more pessimistic. Yes.
You're more of the Tomer Devarah. You're the I'll be the Song of Innocence. You can be the Song of Experience for this one. But Julian, when you see the Netziv and he uses the word Zarez is a word of encouragement. Right.
Yes, the Netziv isn't using it this way.
The Netziv is more.
Bifnei, you know?
Yeah, he's saying you better do it before the Bar Yerachim does it.
He's going to do it for you. So
it's like, will you grab your destiny by the horns or not? Right. Just that's all it is. Right. It's just, you know, a general microcosm of your existential struggle stuck in 25 hours.
And it only
that's
comes
all.
At the end of the day, when it's dark,
yes.
We get the kapara.
So bingo.
Why don't you preempt it?
Oh, so now here's what he says. He says, "Kacha tshuva mechaperes." Al ase bli etzem hayom shel yom kippurim v'zeh mikrei she'adam matar atzmo. It says, "Nu, this is your struggle on Yom Kippur v'etzem hayom b'gzeiras Hashem mechaper al lo taseh. You're gonna have for certain items at the very least. Itzumo shel yom is gonna take care of it. Avicha shabashamayim is gonna take care of it. He's coming to clean up your mess. He goes on more. He says, even for an ase, im lo asa tshuva anal, from our kosev tinaku atzmechem kodem shaba Hashem lenakos eschem. The last line, he says, the pasuk is telling you, go clean yourself up before the Borei Olam will get it. And I'd like to say, it's really beautiful. It's that with respect to the absolution of guilt, it's almost as if you're getting a guilt trip. It's just, there's so many frames, so many boxes, so many slices of this. It's really something to take home and unpack. But I'm going to show you a little bit of a different source. There's I'm not a bookie in this source, but this is really the same source, but same idea with a different tzad. So I felt like I felt a responsibility to share it with you. The Tomer Devora, the first parak is Rav Moshe Cordovero. The first parak is really addressing certain midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which are set forth in pasuk in Micha. And each of these different midos are different things of a Kadosh Baruch Hu which inform our mitzvah of halachta bidrachav and of walking in Hashem's ways, and they allow us to grow in a certain really exceptional matter. It says, over al pesha. So he passes over sin. Right at the bottom of page one. Zo mida gadola. This is a great mida. Shehare ein hamachila. Ayadei shaliach ela ayado mamish. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you forgiveness through an intermediary. Rather, he's going to do it himself. Mamish shel Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it himself. And he says, ki dechziv ki imcha slicha. The slicha is with you, not with anybody else. Uma yislicha. What is the slicha? Shehu. Look at this. The same analogy. Shehu rochets ha'avon. He is literally washing the sin. Kidichsiv im rochatz. Here he says it's referred to as rachatz soatz benos tzion. Literally the physical biological waste of the daughters of Zion. V'chein ksiv v'zarakti aleichem mayim tehorim. That's our pasuk from Yechezkel that we mentioned in the Mishnah in Yuma. I will sprinkle upon you pure waters. Hainu. The over al pesha. What is this idea of passing over pesha? Sholeach meme rechitza. The over v'rochitza pesha. He's going to send out this water to wash, and he's literally going to do the physical washing. Vine mamish kidmus ze sarach liyos ha'adam shelo yomar. You need to literally imagine and picture this idea, so you don't say v'chiani masakein. Masha ploni chata, am I going to do what this guy, am I going to clean up after this guy? Oh, he shchis, or what he destroyed? Lo yomar kach, don't say that. Shaharei ha'adam chote, don't ever say I'm not going to take responsibility for somebody else. You know why? Because when a person does an aveira, Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, shelo ayadei shaliach nesakim yesam u'uvas. Kodesh Baruch Hu alone will fix that which is bent or broken, the rochets tsoas avono, and is going to wash away the waste of your avera. And now, here's the line that Julian's been waiting for, mikan, from here, from this beautiful analogy and Julian concept, which was also just set forth in the Netziv, yisbayish ha'adam, a person should be embarrassed, lashuv, to do tshuva, Lachato, who said no longer sin, Sharei, Hamelech Ba'atmo Rochetz Lichluch Bechadav. The king himself is washing your dirty clothes. That's the spin that you were looking for, right?
Yeah, there's a kind of. You know that the king is washing your poo. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Should be.
Go out and sin?
Should be.
But it's interesting that he's using this in the fourth chapter of Toma Devora, which is about meaning over.
He turns it into Ben Alav.
How do I imitate your day? How do I copy God's midos? Because he's over al pesha. How does he translate that between Adam and Chaver? Someone has done you an injustice.
Yes.
You should not bear that resentment and say, you know, why do I have to?
It's an extension. Right. It's but then he goes back. Then he goes back and gives us the nugget that we were looking for with respect to Klape Shmaya.
Should I go and fix him?
Yeah, that's Beinon HaMechavero, and then he goes back to Klape Shmaya, right?
Yeah,
but he says both.
He's mirroring.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a mirror image.
No argument.
So in a sense, why should God deal with me because I'm the offending, and yet he does. Therefore, in that image, I shouldn't say, why would I make up with this friend who hurt me? Because
I need to do like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and clean up other people's messes. And what's the Mechayev for me? It's not a collective responsibility. It's that, well, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu cleans up for others, I clean up for others.
Here, there's no, it's not that God's being embarrassed by this, like in that drush in Mashal. Here, yeah. It's a magnanimity of spirit. The way God has such magnanimity about cleaning up my poop because he's my creator. So I should extend that same magnanimity to someone who's offended.
That's right.
It's not a busha in the sense of shame on you. He has to clean your poop. It's more, I have to copy his largesse of spirit.
Yes. So I'm going to, before we get too sidetracked on the Beinon HaMechavero piece, I just would say one other point is that the pitfall of this approach is that it ends up turning people into objects. People become objectified. Because they become a subject of my magnanimity, as you say, as opposed to, you hear what I'm saying? Meaning if I'm acting with them like a creator to a created, then they become, it's not the bilateral relationship. So I have to leave it there. But I want to share with you just a couple nuggets that I saw in the Tiferes Yisrael that seem to touch on this point, and then I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'm going to leave you really just to think about this, which I think it's gold. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, back to our Mishnah. Ashreichem Yisrael. Praiseworthy are you, Israel. Livnei mi atem metarim. Who are you being purified in front of? Umi matar eschem. Nearly the hachikamar. See this next source? Yachin. The Yachin is one of the two perushim of the Tiferes Yisrael. Nearly the hachikamar. Ashreichem Yisrael. Praiseworthy are you, Israel. Shekodem Shechapir Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem will atone for you, Lifneze Atem Mitaren Es Atzmechem. Before this, did you know this first show? Before that, you need to be Mitar yourself, Shetis Lechu Zelaza, that you will forgive the iniquities of one to another. Amazing, right? It's right there. It seems as if he understands this concept. Maybe even lifne means what we were just supposed to say. He continues, Mimitar eschem avichem shebashamayim. Who's going to do it? Shebishvil shetis lechu zelazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this. So you take the initiative. So you will forgive each other. Gama Kadosh Baruch Hu mitar eschem amechapir lachem. Meaning it's like setting the timer. It's that, you know, anybody who's ever, you know, made a giant mess, you see your father cleaning up the mess, anybody with a conscience will say, no, Abba, I'll do it. I'll do it. It's you know, my mess, my problem, right? You know, as soon as you see, you know, professionally, as soon as you see somebody else doing your job, you know that's trouble, right? As soon as you feel... What?
He's saying, Lifnei zeh atem atarim et asmechen, shetis lechu zeh and zeh.
Right, he does this, right?
Only if you do that will he metaher you. He's making it conditional.
He says, Shebishvil shetislechu. In order for you to do this, meaning this concept of Itzu Moshe Yom Mechaper is there so you take the initiative. Right? And he says, Decholam ma'avir amidosav ma'avir in pesha'o. And this is where it comes as a beautiful meld. He says, anybody who is basically mevater, somebody who is willing to forego their rights, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will forego his rights to them. Meaning, in other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees you being a vitron, he's going to be a vitron. And you know what? This is the beautiful melding between Beit Anam al-Makom and Beit Anam al-Chavero that we're trying very carefully to deal with.
So the Ashreichem is the claim. Promise that if you forgive each other, by definition, he will be forced to forgive you. Right? Ashrei Chen Yisrael. Shekodim sheyechapel haKadosh
Baruch Hu. I think
it's Neizeh atem etarim. Before he does that, as long as you forgive each other, it will bishvil zeh, it will come.
I see it a little bit different. I think, do you know what the Ashreichem is? The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the carrot. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the motivation. You are so wonderful, Bnei Yisrael, because you're not going to be lazy bums, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you reach your destiny. And how is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to help you reach your destiny? He's going to say, you know what? You're going to get a clean slate. One way or another, you can choose your own adventure, but you're going to get your clean slate. But just think about it. I want to talk about, there's the famous story of Rav Gifter. Everybody know the Gifter story? This is a great story. There's a few things, you know. It's like the first thing we see here is the quid pro quo, right? And we have this idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, you're kind of getting, it's a question whether it's a inspiration or it's a guilt trip. You know, it's the same sort of irony, right? You know, anybody's ever had that experience where they first hire a cleaning lady to help with your house, and then they realize that they have to clean up for the cleaning lady, right? And the cleaning up for the cleaning lady actually ends up taking more time. I see one scowl coming out. Everybody knows, right? The cleaning for the cleaning lady is like the, you know, is the greatest irony of it all, but that's what this is. I mean, the cleaning lady is coming, we better clean up the house. So there's a story about a young Avrich that got married, and Rav Gifter checked in on the young Avrich and said, and asked him, so how's everything going? You know, you've never been married for, I don't know, a couple weeks, a couple months, and the young man, you know, turned to me and said, you know, this girl seemed really, really nice at first, but I have to tell you, things are going really south, and they're going south quickly. So Gifter asked him, said, what's the problem? He said, look, I'm in the kolol now, I'm really pushing myself, I'm trying to become a giant Talmud Chacham, and my wife, she wants me to take out the garbage. It's not respectful. There's no kavod Torah in this. This is a real, it's a, you know, it's so degrading for somebody as holy as me, as it were, to take out the garbage. Can you settle this problem? We're arguing about it now. And Rav Gifter looked through and says, you know, and he think about it, thinks a little bit, he says, you know, you're right. Not the answer you expect. He says, you know, you're right. I you don't need to take out the garbage. It's true. Don't take out the garbage. So he comes home, obviously, you know, that probably was a spirited evening in his household when he told his wife, you know, she was now saying, I shouldn't do this anymore, so I'm going to follow what he says. And the next morning, early at the crack of dawn, there's a knock at the door. And who's there but Rav Gifter? And he says to him, well, Rebbe, what are you doing here? And he says, I'm here to take out the garbage. You don't have to do it. You're a big Talmud Chacham, but I'll do it. That's okay, I'll do it. That is the same sort of metaphor. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, don't worry, I'll clean up your mess. Who wants to clean up their own mess? Who's ready to take that responsibility and say, this is something for me? That's the Lifnei Hashem Titar. It's a beautiful, it is very much in line with the Netziv's general ethic of individual responsibility. It's very much in line with the idea that the Netziv says, you know, we're not going to leave things up to chance. We have to take our own existential well-being into our own hands and must reach our potential to all extents. And even if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a free pass, Chalila, that we should have to rely on that. We should do it ourselves. So everybody, we should be Zocha. We don't have to wait. We should clean up our garbage. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us kapara for certain things, but we should take the initiative and, Bezras Hashem, take care of our own business by ourselves.